Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Wednesday, as RJ would say, hump day. It's Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy. We got Mike Fisher in for Choppy, who needs one more day to regroup. We are absolutely loaded today. Thank you for starting off your day with us. Are the Cowboys going to be missing both tackles again against Philadelphia? We'll spy on Philly Radio because KT is going on there this morning. He is invading enemy territory. What if Jason Garrett is the one who doesn't want another contract? What if Jason Garrett is the one who actually doesn't want to keep coaching? And Jeff Kavanaugh saying that Dak should just go rogue. Go against the coaching staff, pull a Tony Romo, Michael.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Michael Irvin will also join us live this morning, Fish's boy, at 9 o'clock. But we start off with, well, obviously baseball happened. I was watching Yankees, Astros. The Astros are up 2-1 behind Gerrit Cole. The Nationals sweep the Cardinals. We'll get to that in a second. But, you know, if it's NFL, I can't resist. Blockbuster going down as the Rams trade two first-round picks to bring in Jalen Ramsey, Fish. And Jalen Ramsey and his representative, according to Josina Anderson, in the last year of his contract, have not had any preliminary discussions with the Rams about an extension. They don't care. Unless they trade back into the first round, they are now missing, Mike, their next five first-round picks. They will be without their next five first-round picks, but you will have Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey now on the same defense after they traded away Marcus Peters and shut down Aqib Talib for the season.
Everybody loves the bold go for it. It's so sexy. It's so juicy. Go for it.
You know what it is? The Rams, they love to have affairs. They love to have a 3 a.m. hookup where in the moment, like the rest of the season for the Rams is going to be thrilling. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. But the day you wake up of the offseason, you got to worry about your wife finding out, the affair, your kids, your job, your friends, and you have to move forward with those days with maybe nothing. It's fun in the moment, and then all the ramifications for years afterwards.
Ramifications?
Oh! just like Jalen put out a picture of himself like seconds after the news broke, Jalen Ramsey.
But how did he put out a tweet when his back hurts so bad?
Well, you know, I don't know if the back affects the fingers like that, but he'll miraculously be recovered for the next game,
seems
I predict.
Fine. He'll somehow pass the physical.
Yeah.
Even though he hasn't been able to barely walk the last couple weeks in Jacksonville. I do applaud the Rams. I mean, that's brass ones. And to their credit, they are an NFC championship team or had, but they built themselves an NFC champion.
Yeah.
Now, they're 3-3 now. They
may not be able to fix their quarterback, but.
And their quarterback, if their quarterback's broken, that means the head coach is broken. Because he is the quarterback.
Yes.
So I don't know what happened there. I do think it's a great test case for as we evaluate the Dallas Cowboys. What's happening with the Cowboys happens to everybody except that one team. Happens to everybody, happens all over. But I'm totally with you on you're shooting your wad in this one. 1-3 a.m. hookup is a great way to put it. And my problem with acquiring Jalen Ramsey is I thought not only was he a great player and is, I thought he was a great leader.
You do?
But as soon as the Jaguars went 0-2, he didn't want to be their leader anymore.
Oh, right.
I thought he was smart, but he does that GQ interview in which he blasts not all the other quarterbacks on the other teams, but all the quarterbacks on his own team. Well, now he's teammates with two of the guys he blasted, including his former teammate Blake Bortles and Jared Goff.
Well, maybe he is smart because there has never been more power to the player than right now. And Jalen Ramsey is out of Jacksonville, out of Duval, and he is in Los Angeles playing for the Rams, and he's going to get his new contract. So maybe Jalen Ramsey's smarter than we think. Doesn't look nice from a team standpoint, from a selfish standpoint, but Jalen Ramsey got what he wanted.
And I want the players to get everything they can. You are literally risking your life when you go on an NFL football field, or college or high school for that matter. So grab it all. But my concern, if I'm the Rams, I have a concern for both teams. My concern if I'm the Rams is he's going to come to me next year or tomorrow and say, by the way, what do wide receivers make in the NFL right now?
19, 20.
Well, then why am I playing for 3? Why am I playing for 10?
Why would I accept 15?
I know the going rate for the greatest cornerback is 15, 16. I want what Julio Jones gets. I'm the guy that's got to cover him.
But they had to have had those discussions.
You would think so.
It's like their GM is realizing, their GM is saying, it doesn't, all I have to do is get one. All I have to do is get one ring. I can be fired. I can walk around Los Angeles. They're still not going to care because it's L.A. They're not going to care. There's plenty of other celebrities. But he's like, as long as I get one, I don't need my next 5 first-round picks.
Dallas gave up the first-round pick for Amari Cooper. It is extremely painful for the Joneses. This is double that pain, maybe triple that pain because Jalen may be a lunatic, and maybe quadruple that pain because he might never show up for work someday. Meanwhile, the Jaguars, I heard Amy Lawrence say, well, you know, at least both teams won. Both teams got what they want. The problem with what the Jaguars got, because the first-round picks are magnificent.
And a fourth.
What happens when they draft that new first-rounder?
Taco.
And they draft the next first rounder, and A, they don't turn out. That's possible. What happens when they do turn out, and then 2 years later, the guy says, I would like to get out of here too.
Right.
I don't like it here either. We went 0-2. We started the season 0-2. Or I don't like our quarterback, or somebody looked at me crossways, or the fans booed me, or the media's mean to me, or my back hurts.
Yeah.
That's the problem with Jacksonville as a franchise.
Problem with everybody.
Yeah.
It's not just Jacksonville. If you're not winning and you're not paid your money, you can try to get out of any situation. We'll get into that and how to fix it later on. The poll question of the day is, would you have wanted the Cowboys to give up that package? 2 firsts and a fourth, and you have to pay him. And you have to consider where you're going to end up for where their draft picks will be at 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. And the other question is, Roy, yesterday, in counting the NFC teams better than the Cowboys, we did not list the Rams. So did we just get leapfrogged?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I still think they're better because if they're equal at 3-3, both looking like they don't have some answers on the defensive end, which coach would I take on a neutral field? And I know the answer 100 times out of 100.
Which quarterback would you take?
Well, I'd probably take Dak.
Okay. Well, that's usually the second part of that equation. But all those questions coming up, what's on the fan text? Jalen Ramsey traded to the Rams.
The Jags absolutely won from the 469, 100%. They got 3 years from a Pro Bowl cornerback and turned that into 2 first-rounders and a fourth going forward. Meanwhile, the Cowboys gave $15 million to a running back that they're going to pay for the next several seasons. That all from the 469.
Well, let me be choppy real quick and say, whoever got the better player won the deal. Now,
by the way, I think, real quick, I think you said the Rams for the next 5 seasons don't have their first-round pick. They don't have a first-round pick since they drafted Jared Goff in 2016. Their next first-round pick will be after 5 years of not having one in 2022.
Okay, thank you.
It'll all be justified if they win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
So the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, they were just there.
They were indeed.
Something, no one thought their offense would fall off like this, but of course, RJ double standardism works like this. Whoever gets the better player wins the deal, but of course, RJ is all for not re-signing anyone and getting all the draft picks, so he thought the Raiders won Khalil Mack, and he just wants to accumulate, assuming you're always going to hit on the draft picks, which the trade's incomplete for Jacksonville, you have to make the picks work. And we'll see how they do it.
If you really wanted to judge how a trade works, we'd really all say, I'll see you in 3 years. If the sure. Rams don't win the Super Bowl, this trade didn't work.
And if they don't re-sign him after this season.
Correct.
We need to check if they can franchise him after this. I don't know, but can they franchise Jalen Ramsey after this season, Roy? Maybe we can double check on that. But that's the blockbuster. Would you have wanted the Cowboys to give up the same package when we come back? Is the weather knocking you out like it is this radio station? We have one team going to the World Series, and we want you to come to our World Series event. It is happening at Texas Live. Chris Woodward, Jalen Smith, Charles Haley, Star Stanley Cup champions. It's a Wednesday edition, Fishing for Chop on The Fan.
Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under it waiting, and he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Zoom down the fireworks! A National League championship winning! Curly W is in the box! Here's the kick now. The pitch.
Yeah, what are you doing, Troy? You hit the wrong button. That was a very exciting call on Nats Radio as Washington sweeps the Cardinals to get into their very first World Series. But you know what I'm dying to hear. I got to hear the Cards announcer with his play-by-play.
Swinging a high fly ball into center field. That's going to do it. Robles is there. He has it in the...
What?
Nationals win this one, and they are going to the World Series.
And I'm going to Luby's, getting a Luann platter.
Hang on a second. What did he say right before? The Nationals win it. I can't make out the mumble right in the middle there.
Swinging a high fly ball into center field. That's going to do it. Robles is there. He has it in the... Nationals win this one, and they are going to the World Series.
It was in the... And
what?
Then he paused.
Robles is there.
Yeah, and the and then he said the Nationals.
What's probably. And the
Like and the, instead of and the Nationals are, he went and the
Man, I'm actually disappointed. I wanted the Nationals to win, but now I wish the Cardinals would have won to hear these calls in the World Series. So the Nationals advance. They sweep the Cardinals. It was over after the first inning, and they move on 7-4. Gerrit Cole did not have his best stuff. Again, I don't know why they played at 3 in the afternoon, but...
Did you see that stadium, by the way?
No. I didn't notice the crowd.
Well, it was easy not to notice the crowd. Maybe less than half full.
No.
At first pitch.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just ALCS.
I know. In New York,
yeah,
where they care about baseball, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, the Astros still win the game 4-1. The Yankees' threats were really with two outs, but Altuve started them off well, and Gerrit Cole is absolutely invincible. And you talk about absolute perfect timing for free agency. It could not be any better than this. And Gerrit Cole now, ladies and gentlemen, is 19-0 since May 27th. In his last 25 starts, he has not lost. The last 25 starts, 19-0 with a 1.59 ERA, 258 strikeouts, and 39 walks, and he is available to cash in. Wow. So that's the latest on the baseball. As for today, it's going to be the Astros and the Yankees on Fake Sports 1. Do you know what channel that is yet on your TV, Mike Fisher?
That's the one that I refuse to allow be played when a certain person is on it bar.
Fish is the only one to call his cable provider and say, I know I get this channel, but can you block it out like it's Cinemax? Can you pretend?
Yeah.
I can't watch this. Pretend there's porn being broadcast
on
it.
Can you unbundle Skip? That's what I tell them.
You should record that call to your provider and say, can you unbundle Skip? All right, as for the weather, I think that's the explanation for me sounding the way I do today. It was like 90 yesterday afternoon, and right now it's 62. So 62 degrees, a high of 71 today, which I do love, a low of 50, and then throughout the rest of the week, 76, 80, 85 Saturday, 89 on Sunday. So we just keep going back and forth.
Can I give a quick shout out to Moses the umpire? I'm not even sure that's his name, but he looked like a Moses the umpire. My daughter's 9-year-old softball game last night with thunder and lightning around the stadium.
Oh.
So the players run off the field and he goes, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stay out of here, kids. Hold up your bats real high.
I haven't called it yet.
Oh.
No, we're going to call it because we don't want our 9-year-olds turn into Benjamin Franklin holding a kite. So yeah.
Did they get off the field?
Yeah, finally the coaches looked over and like, hey, ump show, you're going to have to call it.
Now, did you have to stick around for the delay? Did they get back out there or y'all went home?
No, we went home.
Oh, good.
We were like, no, we're not sticking around. But the lightning, that was pretty amazing.
Did you have this fish with your kids of like 7 p.m., 6:30 p.m. weeknight games? When we were in Little League, we had it at, I think it was 3:30. We had a 3:30 game, and then we were home by 6, and the homework and dinner and going to sleep. And they start at 7 p.m. out here, doubleheader.
Yeah, in Texas, we've had, my kids had the night stuff. When I coached little kids in Colorado.
Well.
That's right. We had the greatest program for baseball. It was basically like an instructional league. It was mornings. And different group of kids comes at 8, 9, 10, 11. No teams. It was just like a big instructional league. And the beauty of having it on weekday mornings, as you can imagine, was no dads.
Ooh.
No dads in the stands yelling, why isn't my kid at shortstop? No dad in the stands saying, kill the umpire.
That's genius.
No dads with the kids running to the stands to get advice. It's just me and 10 kids.
That's awesome.
It was the best.
Or Chris Hansen-y, one of the two. National days were loaded. National Sports Day. How about that?
Hmm.
National Liqueur Day. National Dictionary Day.
Wow, you just quickly passed by Liqueur Day. Like, that doesn't affect you
well,
at all.
Well, it wasn't. I don't think it's liquor. It's liqueur. I think of liqueur as, like, sweeter.
Creamy. Yeah.
Does it get you drunk? Then you'll probably celebrate.
Shut up.
Gets you fat and drunk is what it does.
National Dictionary Day.
I'm in for that. Big fan.
Now,
you are. RJ says you use it to cheat when you play words with friends.
Yeah. RJ thinks everybody cheats against him.
Because your words are longer than
every intellectual
letters.
Game. Yeah. The whole world's cheating against RJ Choppy.
How good is your vocabulary?
I don't know.
Would you go 9 out of 10 or 10 out of 10? It's not 10 out of 10. 9?
It's good. You know,
in ten games of words with friends, how many do you usually lose? One, or
yeah, I play good people. So, you know, back when I just played people like Choppy and Kavanaugh,
yeah,
I would go 10 for 10. Yeah.
Global Cat Day.
Ugh. What?
Department Store Day.
Ugh.
Hagfish Day. I don't even know what hagfish is. Support your local Chamber of Commerce Day. National Fossil Day, National Take Your Parents to Lunch Day, and Bosses Day.
Oh, God, I got hit by that yesterday by the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle. He passed by me in the hall and goes, hey.
You gonna listen to my podcast for National Bosses Day?
Yeah, he's like, you wanna hear my podcast? Like, yeah. Is he gonna get as many hits as the Stars got goals? Let me know.
I think the podcast is gonna be fine, but I think Gavin's gonna ask us, what are you getting me today for Bosses Day?
Ratings. There you go.
Blockbuster ratings.
Shut up. Ratings. Done. All right. When we come back,
that was one of the fastest, funniest answers I've ever heard out of your sick mouth.
All right. The poll question today is, should the Cowboys have given that up for Jalen Ramsey, the blockbuster, 2 firsts and a 4th? We will get to that. Are the Rams better than the boys for our playoff discussion? What do you got, Roy? I thought you signaled me.
No. A couple people saying that, they have opinions on the Jalen Ramsey deal. They think that's way too much for the Cowboys to have considered giving up from the 817, especially with the team looking like they're not even going to be in the playoffs.
All right. When we come back, one of our insiders thinks both tackles will be out. That could be just an automatic loss Sunday night against the Eagles. If both tackles are out, this Cowboy is out for the season, and Mike Fisher is going to blow up this fan text like never before when he agrees with Jerry about Jason Garrett's future job status. All of it coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.